You are Locked On Jets, your daily podcast on the New York Jets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Jets. It is Friday, November 17th, 2017. Thanks for joining us. I am John B. from GangreneNation.com. If you enjoy this show, please subscribe to it. Your options include iTunes and Spotify. And please give the show a good review in iTunes if you enjoy it. And while you're leaving that review, leave your Twitter handle, and you'll have a chance to get a free subscription to Pro Football Focus, all of their stats and grades, all the numbers Pro Football Focus produces. We do one drawing each week at the Locked On Podcast Network. Well, we are on a rare Friday show where we are not previewing a game because the Jets have a bye this week, so you'll get to do whatever you need to do this weekend if you want to watch football. You could certainly can do that. You want to key in on some college games, I'll certainly be focused on the USC-UCLA game, which features Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen, who, in my humble opinion, but I don't know how humble my opinion is, so I'll just say, in my opinion, at this point, are probably the top two quarterbacks I like the most, the top two prospects for the 2018 draft at the quarterback position. Of course, you could also be watching NFL games. You could be catching up on yard work, getting ready for Thanksgiving, which is just, heck, it's a week from today. It's a week from yesterday, so 6 days away from Thanksgiving. Tough to believe. Since we're not previewing a game today, what I wanted to do was, I'm not sure previewing the second half of the final six games is the right way to phrase it, but I wanted to provide a couple of ideas I have for the Jets heading into their final six games of the season. Maybe a few adjustments I would make heading into the home stretch of the season to try and maximize this team's chances of winning. The first idea I have for the Jets, and we're going to go through four today, is get more creative with personnel groupings on the offensive side of the football. And I actually think the Jets have done a pretty decent job of this so far, but I think they could expand it a little bit more. This is a team that most of the time it takes the field is going to be at a talent disadvantage. They don't really have the type of game breakers who can succeed in any circumstance. What they do have, however, are guys who can succeed in more limited roles. Guys who have more restricted skill sets. So if you put them in the right situation, they can have success. And that's something I'd like to see the Jets do going forward. And There are a number of different ways this could manifest itself. I think the Jets have a number of running backs who are skilled receivers. So I'd like to see them, maybe use more personnel groupings where you get two of those backs on the field at the same time, maybe split one out wide. And when you put a running back out wide, it helps your quarterback out because it kind of forces the defense to tip its hand a bit. If a linebacker follows them out there, then you can kind of get the idea it's man-to-man defense, because why else would a linebacker be lined up out wide across from a running back? Whereas if it's a corner lined up across from a running back split out wide, it's probably zone defense because you wouldn't typically match up with a corner on a running back one-on-one. So that's one way you could do it. Another, I really liked what the Jets did for a stretch in the Oakland game when they went to jumbo sets where they put extra, 6-7 offensive linemen on the field and running downs. Now, Eric Tomlinson limits the need for that to some extent, but if you want to, go to a real power formation, get Tomlinson and then put in a sixth offensive lineman, and, to some extent, maybe you're tipping the run. You could still throw out of that formation, though. I really like the idea of using the extra offensive lineman as a blocker, a real power set, because usually their assignment's not as difficult as it is if they're one of five guys on the offensive line. Usually it's a much easier matchup for them to handle, and they typically can dominate it. So these are just a couple ideas. I like to see the Jets get a little more creative with their personnel groupings. And I think they've actually done a decent job of this so far this year. And they've done a very good job on defense of matching up with the other team, understanding situations when, you need personnel on the field for passing downs versus running downs. Something I'd like to see them expand a little bit. Another thing I'd like to see them do, number two, would be, and this is something I've been saying for probably close to 2 years, so this one might be a little repetitive, is phase out Matt Forte on offense. I like Bilal Powell. I like Elijah Maguire. Now, I know Maguire's stats maybe don't look quite as great as the stat you'll see for Powell. But I'll tell you, McGuire looks like he's got skills. Looks like he, I mean, some of the cuts he makes are very good, you know, very intriguing. Just really have not blocked well for McGuire. I think the issue is that when McGuire's been in the game, they've blocked quite poorly. So I think that's the real problem with the way the Jets are playing around McGuire this season. I think he's got some skills, and again, I think he's an adept receiver. I think Forte is kind of at the end of the line. He had that game. I mean, he had a solid game against Buffalo, but you just see, it's obvious when you watch the All-22 film, Forte leaves a lot of yards on the field. I think he's a guy who maybe can give you something, you know, maybe use his craftiness. He still has some craftiness, maybe use it as a receiver, but I think he should be more of a fill-in guy than a leading guy at this point. I think he's a guy who you just put in to give the other two guys a rest, make sure Powell and McGuire don't get too worn down, and that might just be something he has to live with. I know it's a difficult transition when a guy is used to being the go-to guy, and that's pretty much what Forte's been his entire career. He's been a star level player for much of his career, so these transitions are never easy. But I think it's a situation with the Jets where it might be necessary, because Powell and McGuire are both more explosive. And again, I know McGuire's numbers in some games haven't looked too impressive, but I feel like the eye test, he looks much more impressive than the numbers would suggest. Now, my number three idea, and this is an idea I have for a couple reasons, is I think the Jets, and this is something, again, I've been saying for a little while, I'd like to see them try and work Austin Seferian Jenkins down the field more in the passing game. He's got that size. He's a pretty good athlete. Now, I will say this is, I have seen him, the Jets try and use him down the field a little bit more in recent weeks, and he has not done a great job, but I think this is something they need to work. I think there are not many spots on this field where this, especially on offense, where the Jets can potentially create a mismatch, and I'm not sure whether Seferian Jenkins can do it, but I think he has a chance. If you look at his skill set, you look what he brings to the table, just his size alone makes him a difficult matchup. Throw the ball up, let him get it. Jets need to add some more explosive plays to this offense. I like the backs. Robbie Anderson's really coming on lately, so it's not a total lost cause on offense, but this is an offense that's still, when it comes to playmakers, I think you would probably say it's below average and probably well, so it's not necessarily that the Jets have nobody. Again, some of the guys we've talked about, but they need to add a little more explosion to this offense, and Seferian Jenkins is a guy I think they should at least look at to try and add a little extra buzz to this offense. And I think they also need to learn what Seferian Jenkins can do a little bit more. I'm not a big guy in seeing what, you know, the idea that you do something just to see what a guy can do, but in this case, it's in lieu of really not a whole lot else. I mean, the Jets don't really have a lot of potential for explosion on this offense, and Seferian Jenkins, of course, will be a free agent at the end of the season, and I mean, he's done a good job this year, but I think it's easy to overstate the job he's done just because of what you're comparing it to. You're comparing it to Jets' recent tight ends, and the last 2 years, the Jets, it's unfathomable how little the Jets have gotten out of the tight end position. So anybody with a pulse would look better, anybody with a pulse would look a lot better than what the Jets have been running out there. And I think there might be a little bit of the effect of the, you know, you're used to getting nothing, so getting anything out of the position looks spectacular. I think Seferian Jenkins does bring some skills to the table. I think he's shown some ability after the catch. I think he's done a good job working the short side, the short zones, finding the soft spot there. And he's a willing blocker. I mean, he's not a great blocker. I'm not even sure he's a good blocker, but he's a willing blocker, and he's improved a lot. He's not a total zero. I think there were points in his career before this year where he was just a total zero as a blocker. I don't think that's true anymore. I think he gives you a little something as a blocker. I think he's a willing blocker, and to me, being a willing blocker is important, because if you're not afraid to mix it up, and there are guys at the tight end position who do not like to block, they do not like to get physical, and those guys will never improve. If you're willing to mix it up, that's something a coach can work with. That's something a coaching staff can work with, because they can refine technique. It's that willingness to get in there, mix it up a little bit, get physical. That's what's important, and he's got that. So I think he's a guy who could improve in that area, but these things alone, you know, being a passable blocker, working the short part of the field, you know, adding some runs after the catch, these things alone don't necessarily make a great tight end. They don't even necessarily make a high-end starter. I think he's got to start adding some explosive plays down the field to really be a guy worth investing in. And I think the Jets should bring him back at the right price, based on what we've seen this year. But if you add him, you know, if you add some big plays down the field, then we can start talking about giving him a decent deal. I think at this point, what you have is a guy who, if he's willing to come back for a cheap price, you'd bring him back. But I think at a, you know, anything above a cheap, you know, moderate rate, you probably pass on. If you start working him down the field, he starts showing that ability. And again, you don't really have a whole lot else on offense. You know, something, it's an element your offense needs. So I think you try and take advantage of his skills and see whether he can do it. Because if he can, it really helps your team out quite a bit. The fourth thing I'm going to say, and this again goes to what I believe is a talent disadvantage the Jets have on the I think most opponents the Jets are going to play down the stretch, they're going to be at a talent disadvantage. And when you're at a talent disadvantage, that means you have to kind of manufacture things, because if you line up you line up straight across from the other team, the other team's more talented, then they're probably going to win more often than not. You may run into a week where they have an off game. You may run into a week where you just have a great game, but if things are neutral, talent usually wins out, which means you have to kind of manufacture big plays. And you have to make big plays to turn games around. You know, you can't just line it up and, you know, make it a battle of 10 play drives. You have to add some splash plays in there. And one area where I think the Jets can do this is on special teams. And look, at 4-6, a team with no expectations, there's really nothing stopping the Jets from getting a little creative on special teams. And it can manifest itself in any number of ways, whether we're talking fake punts, fake field goals when it's appropriate, surprise onside kicks. Now, look, I'm not saying get crazy. I'm not saying surprise onside kick every game. I'm not saying run a fake every game. I'm not saying do it every time. But I think you have to be a little aggressive. And I think there's circumstantial evidence. It's not great evidence, but Todd Bowles is starting to get a little more aggressive this year. I think, you know, I looked it up. 2 out of 3 times, 4th and 1 from inside the opponent's territory, he's gone for it, which is a good sign. I think the Jets are a team that's going to need to channel that aggression, because again, I think, you know, there's probably going to be a talent disparity. I think even in some of the games the Jets have won this year, they've been the less talented team. It's just they've made the big plays when they've needed to. They've kind of manufactured big plays. So I think that's something the Jets will need to continue to do going forward if they're going to have a shot to, you know, either make the playoffs, have a winning season, you know, go 500. Do something that's really going to surprise people. You know, at the start of the year, of course, we all knew the Jets were not projected to do much, and there were people that projected them to be 0-16, and those people said, well, this isn't a hot take. Of course it was definitely a hot take. If you projected the Jets were going to go 0-16, no team, it's very difficult to go 0-16. I think the odds of even the Browns going 0-16 are not that great. I think they'll probably pick up a win down the stretch. The thing about being 0-16 is you don't just have to be bad, you have to be very unlucky. But of course, the Jets have even more optimistic expectations, had the Jets being one of the worst teams in the league. And so far this year, they've avoided that. They've actually overachieved a little bit. To continue overachieving, I think they're going to have to manufacture these plays. So I'd look for special teams, maybe throw in a few trick plays on special teams, and maybe that's a way you can help negate the talent advantage the other team may have on a given week. Well, thank you for tuning in to our show today and this week. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, your options include iTunes and Spotify to subscribe, and please give the show a good rating. Hope you have a great weekend. Of course, we don't have the Jets, but we will be back again on Monday to talk about the team a little bit more. Thank you.